This is Dr. Wellington Ferguson dictating. It's been physical on patient Smith, S-M-I-T-H, first name Tamara, T-A-M-M-A-R-A. Date of birth, July 22nd, 1960. Date of evaluation, April 1, 2024. The chief complaint, 63-year-old African-American female who is seen for evaluation of high blood pressure. The HBI, the patient is a 63-year-old female with history of stage 4 chronic kidney disease, hypertension, and depression was here for initial evaluation, period. She reports shortness of breath, period. She notes that her chest is full of mucus, period. She further states that she had prior workup and a spot was found to be on her right lung, period. She is unable to lie flat because of cough, mucus, and difficulty breathing, period. She further reports rib pain, which is exacerbated by coughing, period. The past medical history includes 1, CVA, neck number carpal tunnel syndrome, neck number rib fracture, neck number depression, neck number hypertension, neck number hyperkalemia, neck number leg spasm, neck number Parkinson's since age of 40. Past surgical history, right knee surgery, next number left wrist surgery, next number clavicular cyst left, next number cervical spine, next number left ear surgery, next number left eye, next number partial hysterectomy, next number left bunionectomy. The medications: amlodipine 10 milligrams daily, labetalol 200 milligrams BID, clonidine 0.2 milligrams BID, dexamethasone 4 milligrams. Eplerenone, E-P-L-E-R-E-N-O-N-E, 25 milligrams. Daily, allergies, Zyprexa, Haldol, and ibuprofen. Family history: brother died of hypertension at age 42, sister died of sarcoidosis, 3 aunts died of lung cancer, and a cousin has hypertension. The review of systems. Constitutional, she reports weight loss, noting that she lost 50 pounds. Skin, she reports as being irritated. Oral cavity, she has partials. Respiratory, she has cough and dyspnea. Cardiac, she has autopnea. Gastrointestinal, she has nausea, vomiting, and laxative use. Review of systems otherwise unremarkable. Physical examination: blood pressure 156/96, pulse 81/85, respiratory rate 18, saturation 98%. The neurologic She has right hemiparesis, cardiovascular. There is a soft systolic murmur at the left parasternal quarter, period. The impression one, hypertension uncontrolled. Next number, history of hypovolemia. Next number, palpitations. Next number, chronic kidney disease, stage 4. Next number, Parkinson's. The plan, discontinue clonidine tablet, discontinue amlodipine, discontinue eplerenone, period. Start minoxidil 10 milligrams BID. Number 60, continue labetalol, period. She should be scheduled for echo, period. Follow up 1 month, period. Dr. Wellington Ferguson, ending dictation. Thank you. Addendum to the follow-up, the patient is seen on May 8, 2024. She had ongoing elevated blood pressure. Minoxidil was then increased to 10 milligrams TID. She had stated that Dr. Cockmod had suggested discontinuing minoxidil, period. I had subsequently spoken with Dr. Cockmod. Patient apparently misunderstood. Patient is to continue minoxidil TID. In addition, she is to be on amlodipine 10 milligrams daily, carvedilol 6.25 milligrams BID, period. Labetalol is to be discontinued, as is eplerenone, E-P-L-E-R-E-N-O-N-E. Thank you very much.